I thought you were going to let that go, but I guess not. Sweet. Sweet. Awesome. Well, before I say anything or do anything, I want everybody to bow your heads real quick. I know some of you are like, we're praying again? Yes. Bow your heads. Father God, tonight I ask you, Lord, that you would anoint the words, Lord, that come out of my mouth, Father God, that it would be your words and not mine, Father. Lord, you bring change and not me. So God, I ask that I disappear and you appear, Father. Lord, help these awesome young people, Lord God, just pay attention. If any of them try to type on their cell phones, Lord, that it would just spontaneously combust, Father, into nothingness, God. And if any of them try to talk, that there would just be a supernatural duct tape, God, that just slaps them in the face. And we just pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Now what I'm holding in my hand right now, what is this? A Bible. I was reading about the actual Bible, okay? Now, the first printing press ever to print anything, do you know what they printed? The Bible. Okay. So the first book ever printed was the Bible on a printing press. Pretty amazing stuff. Now, they actually took it off the whole little number one bestseller list because they said it actually wasn't fair anymore because the Bible has sold like 6 billion copies. And everything else is just fails in comparison. So they were like, look, we're just going to put it in the world's most selling book ever, okay? Because we're pretty sure none of these other ones are going to pass it up. So 6 billion, that's insane. That's not counting all the ones that were given away for free, which that's a lot. Now, this is amazing because the way technology is advanced, I actually forgot my actual physical Bible I was going to bring tonight. Danny had this one in his truck, thank the Lord. But normally I have my iPad, you know, I have my phone. Like, you can get the Bible on everything now. You're like, oh, the Bible app. Okay, yeah, I want to read about Jesus. Oh, the red letters, that's what he said. That's what Jesus said. That's what I'm going to read. Okay, so wow, we got Bibles everywhere, right? But yet, it's just amazing to me how much of us don't really read it that much. It amazes me because we have it everywhere. Like your parents, even if they don't go to church, they probably have like a giant Bible just lying somewhere. You're like, Mom, what's this for? Oh, well, it's just we have it. We have a Bible. Okay, yeah, they're in every hotel room. You find a Bible, you know, you open it up. You know, sometimes when I was away at conferences, I forget my Bible, so I'd take the one out of the hotel room, take it to the conference, and bring it back. I never steal it, though. You don't steal Bibles. That doesn't work. I don't know. That just doesn't feel right, you know? But Bibles, wow. But now, the title of usually on the Bible or on the scroll, it says the Holy Bible, right? Now, this is God's Word, okay? This is God's Word. This is his word to you. This is his instruction. Amazingly enough, you have so many different translations and everything, and you can translate it so many different times, different ways of saying it, but the message is always the same. And it always speaks to you somehow, even though it was written like back when Danny was a little boy. It was like way back there, like just forever ago when dinosaurs were walking around. You know, the Bible was written, and, you know, it's been compiled and compiled among different things, and then finally God was like, okay, that's it. It's finished. We're done. This is all that's going to be in there. And it's for you. It's like a guide to life because God knows how you work. So if you're not reading this, then what's up? You don't know what's going on, right? See, now, if I could put a title on some of your Bibles in here tonight, just a title on your Bible, if you could see it. Could you throw that picture up, what we're talking about tonight? That's a Bible. Look at the title. We do what we want. We do what we want. Some of your Bibles might say that. We do what we want. Well, we don't read it. So we do what we want. Like, whoa. I saw that picture and I was just like, man, that's pretty bold. We do what we want. But literally, or some of us might say, well, I read it every once in a while. Or occasionally I listen to this. Imagine if the title of your Bible reflected how your walk with God was going. Not so good. Oh. Like it gives you updates. You're doing a little better. Great. Awesome. You know, they'll probably come out with that soon on the iPad app or whatever. You're like, oh, your Christianity is faring much better today. Bing, a little notification. You're like, yeah, all right. Awesome. But the Bible, it's so amazing. Just can you throw up that first verse, Sydney? You can actually just throw it on top of that. Yeah, there we go. 2 Timothy 3:16. This is the TNIV, today's New International Version, one of my favorites. All scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. That's explaining what the Bible is to you. It's God-breathed. So God put his very life into it. He breathed into it. I love that. God breathed. He was like, bam, there it is, the Bible. All I had to do was breathe on it, and now it's alive. It's amazing. It's God-breathed. It's useful for teaching, which is what we do here, right? We use it to teach you. We say, everything we get it from the Bible. If we're getting it from anything else, you need to say, no. Where's that coming from? Where's that in the Bible? You know, we use the Bible. Now, when we preach in here, when we do anything, and you feel something, right? Sometimes you feel like you need to change, or sometimes you feel a conviction, or sometimes you feel something. That's not me or Danny. That's not us. That's the Word of God. It changes you. It has the power. Not us. It. We just deliver it. Messengers. Now, yeah, God anoints us, and God, you know, gives us the abilities to do it, but this is what it's about. The Bible, it's your weapon. We talked about this a couple weeks ago when we were talking about we put war paint on everybody. It's your weapon, right? You're not going to go out to battle without your sword, right? If you're in a war and somebody's just walking around, they're just like, what's up, guys? Hey, you guys fighting today? Cool. Yeah, no, I left my sword at home. Yeah. Can you loan me yours? No? Okay. Well, I'm just going to stand behind you then. Okay. Oh, you're dead now? Oh, no. I don't have a sword. You don't have anything. If you're not reading your word, you don't have a weapon. You don't have a way to fight. And there's a war going on. And you don't have a weapon. So the Bible is your weapon. It's your light. It's your light. Have you ever tried walking around in the dark? Like, sometimes when I have to come up here, you know, to get something and everything's dark, before we installed these sweet light switches, which sometimes somebody still will mess me over at some point and turn on that one instead of that one. So I'll be walking up here, right, and it's completely dark. So I'm walking like this. Now, guys, I've been in this youth room since I was, like, born, okay? So I should know it pretty well, right? But I'm still doing this. Okay, no, not that. There's a pillar. Okay, so I know I'm in the middle somewhat. Okay, here we go. Going this way. And I'm hitting everything, right? So I don't know where I'm going. I'm just like, oh, I really need to fly. And then I got to get my phone out. You know, I'm trying to get the flashlight afterward. But it's literally so dark in here, like you would think the light would be bright enough, but it's not. It's like the light is being sucked up by something. It's like, I don't even know what's going on. I'm like trying to see. And I'm like, where's the light? But your Bible, it's your light. It shows you where to go, what to do, you know, what you believe in. So if you don't have it, you're walking around in the dark. You're just like, oh, I don't know. I'll go over here. Oh, no, that didn't feel very good. I'm going to go over here. Oh, it sounds like something scary breathing over there. I'm going to go this way. You know, you don't know. You're just walking around aimlessly because you don't have your light. Throw up that next verse, Sydney. The Bible, it's like a mirror, okay? When you read the Bible, it should be like a mirror. You should be looking into it, and it shows you things that aren't right. Just like when you look in the mirror in the morning, right? You get up, you know, in the morning, you're like, girls, what is, man, my wife, she takes forever in front of the mirror. It's like a continuous just primping and checking. It's like, no, this isn't right. And then she does this face. She does this awesome face. She denies it, but I'll catch her. I catch her all the time. She'll do this face real quick. She'll kind of, it's a little, I call it her model face. And she looks in the mirror and she looks and she's like, oh, yeah, I look good. She walks up, but she looks in the mirror, right? We check the mirror. Now, some of you don't look in the mirror. And that's okay. But you'd be like, you know, turn to your neighbor real quick and say, hey, you need to look in the mirror. Just, you need to look in the mirror. Check the mirror out. But seriously, if you don't look in the mirror, you could go to school with something on your face, like a big booger. One time, man, I went through the whole day. Hey, here we go. We're done now. We're done. You're done telling each other about the mirror. I've gone the whole day one time with one of those big boogers just crusted to my face. And nobody told me either. It was just like, I was in junior high or something. I just got up, you know, I just kind of, whatever. I ate my cereal. Nobody told me. How cruel. I walked through the whole day. At the end of the day, I was like, and I had to like pry it off because it had been there forever. Like, ew, yeah. But if I would have looked in the mirror, I would have saw that. You know, I would have noticed that. And I've been like, okay, something needs to change here, right? If I don't want to be, you know, made fun of. No, I didn't eat. Okay, maybe I did. But either way, without it, man, you don't know what you look like. You don't know what's going on. It's your mirror. Here, read this. For the word of, wait, where we go? Why did it go away? Oh, there it is. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. So when the Bible is read, it exposes you. When you read something and you're like, I'm not doing that, and it exposes you. It's so powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. You see those really like samurai swords where they're so sharp, they'll cut something and it doesn't fall apart till later. Like they're like, and then all of a sudden it just, And you're like, wow, that was so, you know how hard it is to cut through bone? Like, you need something like hardcore. It's saying it's sharper. It can cut through joint and marrow. It can cut through straight through you. That's why sometimes when we're preaching in here or we tell you a verse, sometimes it just, you're like, oh, what was that? Anybody you experience that? You're like, you heard something, you're just like, oh, I'm not doing that. Or, oh, I need to work on that. I was talking to Danny and Ginger about reading the word one night. And I was reading and I just read it and I was like, man, I'm not doing that. You know? I was reading, I was like, man, I wish, and I told them, I wish I could have a fail stamp that I could just next to it. So just fail. Work on that. Fail. I need to work on that. My Bible will just be lit up with fail stamps. Like, all right, where's the next page? Okay, I need to work on that. But it's a continuous progress. It's a continuous work. But you got to be reading it to find that out. You got to be reading what's going on. So it's alive. It's alive. The Word of God is alive, and it's powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword. It's alive. So it's literally breathing. You okay? Are you alive? Yeah, he's alive over there. Okay, good. So it's literally breathing the Word of God. It's our guide. We have it everywhere, but yet we don't read it. We have it everywhere. You can pull it up from anywhere. You go in a library, type in Bible on Google, and there's a whole site dedicated to the whole Bible. It's called Bible Gateway, and it's just got everything you can imagine, yet we don't read it. We let it sit there and kind of like, oh, we come to church and you get fed, you know, with what once a week, just this little bit we do, you get fed and everything, but you got to know the Bible to know your faith. You can't expect to win any of your friends to Christ if you don't know the Bible. You can't. You can't defend your faith if you don't know the Bible. It's impossible. There's no way. Because that is your faith. It's in there. So if you're like, you never read it, but you're like, yeah, man, Jesus is awesome. Cool, what did he do? I don't know, some great things, but he's really cool. He makes me feel nice. You should come to church. Okay, I'm sold. No. It's like, okay, you're trying to explain something, but you don't even know it. But yet there's people in countries overseas that they have like a page of the Bible, and they will read the mess out of the thing over and over and over and over, and they will pull something new out of it every time. That's why the Bible is so amazing. I could take one scripture and I could preach to you over in several different ways. You'd be like, we're using the same scripture, but we're talking about something else. How is this working? The Bible's that amazing. It's like it crosses all generational lines. Yeah, for real. Now, if you're reading King James, that might be hard to believe. Hear thou, thus seeth, come forth. You know, that one's kind of hard to read, but it's amazing because the message is still the same. So, the Bible, throw the next verse. This one really got me. This was a fail stamp next to this one. Jesus answered, it is written. Okay, Jesus was being tempted in the forest, desert, whatever, wilderness, whatever you want to call it. He was out there, devil was tempting him, right? And every time the devil would tempt him with something, he was fasting, his flesh was weak, he was sitting there, and every time he'd tempt him, he'd quote the word to him. That was his sword. That's where you see, that's how you fight the devil. It's not going to be because you put on some praise and worship music and, you know, you make yourself feel good. No, it's the word. When the devil starts attacking, you start throwing some of the word of God at him. See what happens. He'll be like, okay, you win. You're right, it's written. Just be like, devil, in the back of my Bible, it says you're going to lose. Okay, I read it yesterday. It says you're going to lose, so leave me alone. He's like, all right. So people do not live. So Jesus answered. He told him, people do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. The word of God. So we live on every word. So Jesus just compared the Bible to food. How do you need food? You need food, right? Yes? Do you need food? Are you going to go home and eat tonight? If we had food here, would you eat it? Yes. Okay, you're going to eat, right? So what happens if you go a week without eating? You get really hungry, right? You can't function. Things aren't working right. So he's comparing this to food, but yet some of us probably only read our Bible once a week, or sometimes we only eat, our spirit only eats once a week. So you're starving your spirit. Did you know, like, have you ever starved yourself all day and then ate at the end of the day? Yeah, it's really bad for you, okay? It's not good. They actually say if you do that over and over and over again, you'll start to get health problems. You'll become diabetic. You'll have all these issues. Do you think it's any different with your spirit life? If you starve yourself and you wait till Wednesday to get some of the word of God, don't you think there's going to start being some problems somewhere? Things are going to start developing. What happens when you don't eat food, when your flesh doesn't eat food? After like a week, you're what? You're like, you can't function. You're thinking about, you know, eating your friend's arm next to you. You know, all sorts of crazy things are going on. You're just like, man, I just killed for a cheeseburger, you know? It's the same thing with your spirit. When you starve your spirit all week and it gets in here and starts hearing the word of God, it's like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. I'm so hungry. You know, and I've used this before, and I just find that it's the best comparison ever. I really find that this just works really well for some reason, okay? So I have this pizza, right? Now, if I hadn't eaten in about a week and I saw this thing, do you think, hey, shh, chill. Shh, listen. You see all those toppings on there? That's called a supreme, all right? Now the Bible, if it were a pizza, it would be supreme, okay? It would have everything on it because it has so much in it. Now, this is what happens, though. You starve yourself, right? You got all sorts of problems. And you're just like, oh. Have you ever done that, not eating for a while, and then just kind of tempt yourself? Like, oh. But when you come here on Wednesday, you don't read your word at all. This is what your spirit's doing. It's just like. That was so good. And now I'm feeling okay. But look, this is what a lot of people try to do with the Bible. They'll read it, right? They'll eat it. But this is what they'll do. Are you ready? They kind of, you see all those toppings on there? Hey, you see all these toppings on here? You see them? There's some on the floor too. Look at that. Just check it out. No, there's so many toppings, right? Well, with the Bible, there's so much in it, right? You read so much. Check this out. You read it, right? Look at all those toppings. Well, what they like to do, hold on. Check it out. They read some of it and they're like, oh, okay, cool. But then they read certain parts, like about the whole, like, not having sex before marriage. They're like, no, I don't really agree with that. That's better. Oh, wait. I can't smoke that. No, I don't like that either. Wait a minute. I have to obey my parents? Yeah, forget that. What's left? You want that? No. I mean, you'd probably still eat it, wouldn't you? But literally, this is what you're doing in your spirit. The Word of God is so important. It brings change. It's alive. It's powerful. If you're in this room, and this is what, I mean, you could be honest with yourself and look and say, you know what? That's what my Bible says. We do what we want. I don't open it. I don't know what it says. We do what we want. You come in here and you take every word I say and Danny says, and you just take it. You're like, oh, yeah, okay. Does anybody, you know, go and look at it? Look it up in the Bible? Listen to the podcast? Some of you do, right? I hope all of you do. I mean, we're not telling you bad stuff, and I'm not trying to make you think, you know, Dad doesn't think that we're telling you some crazy stuff, because we're not. But you should always check it. You should always back everything with the Word of God. Everything in your life should be backed with the Word of God. If somebody tells you something you're unsure, check it with the Word of God. If you don't know, call me or Danny or any of these leaders. Text them. Hey, what's up? Text the hotline. Hey, my friend said this about the Bible. Is that true? And they'll give you a scripture to look up. Check out this scripture. See what you think. When you read it, you don't just open the page and you're like, therefore he, thou comest. Okay, cool, I read the Bible. No. The Bible should change you every time you read it. When you read it, your spirit starts to read it. You start to read it, you start to get deep down. Kind of like that scripture comparing the Word of God. Can you throw that back up, Sydney? That we live by people do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. When I read that, I was like, food has a much more importance in my life than the Bible does. Fail. Fail. And I've been doing this a long time. And I'm like, oh, I need to work on that, but that's good. When you see things that challenge you and you're like, I need to do that. Every time you open the Word of God, I should challenge you. I'm not doing that. I need to work on that. Take a circle it, highlight it, be like, gotta do that. Some of you, it's obey your parents. You're like, dang it, I gotta stink. You know, because every time they say something, you're like, no, I don't want to do it. Shut up, Mom, you're dumb. No, I don't want to do it. But the Bible says obey your parents. It says it. Honor your father and your mother. Man. Bow your heads. Father God.